Biden's America, average gas prices in 20 states hit $5 a gallon. By Hannah Blow on June 10, 2022. 20 states now have gas price averages of over $5 per gallon as President Biden and Democrats refuse to accept responsibility, blaming Russia and oil and gas companies for ever-rising prices. U.S. gas prices reached new heights yet again on Friday as the nationwide average for gas is now $4.986, according to data from AAA. That reflects a 22-cent rise in the last week and a 61-cent rise in the last month alone. Mid-grade fuel now stands at $5.353 a gallon, and premium has arrived at $5.641. Diesel also broke another record on Friday, reaching $5.753. As of Friday, 20 states have reported a gas price average of over $5 per gallon. These states include Maine, $5.051, Vermont, $5.029, Massachusetts, $5.033, Rhode Island, $5.005, New York, $5.022, Pennsylvania, $5.058, New Jersey, $5.041, Ohio, $5.060, Indiana, $5.232, Michigan, $5.216, Illinois, $5.556, Utah, $5.013, Idaho, $5.080, Arizona, $5.295, Nevada, $5.622, Hawaii, $5.515, Alaska, $5.546, Washington, $5.529, Oregon, $5.524, and California, $6.420. California's Mono County is reporting some of the highest prices in the nation with an average of $7.226. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen did little to reduce concerns over rising prices this week, telling the Senate Finance Committee that the administration has done everything that they can to reduce energy prices. Democrat leadership has followed in the administration's footsteps by refusing to take responsibility. Americans know that Russia's unprovoked, vicious, nasty, bitter invasion of Ukraine has led to higher prices at the pump. They know that COVID-related supply issues have caused shortages at a time when demand is skyrocketing. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said during a joint press conference in April. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DNY, added, "No. I don't think the public is blaming Democrats. I think they're blaming oil companies. They will blame all of us if we don't do something about the fossil fuel industry."